We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced.
The catastrophic air attack on Pearl Harbor catapulted the United States into World War II. Now the entire Earth is facing the possibility of catastrophic environmental changes. This is Judy Lubow for Planet Warning. The dead zones in the world's coastal oceans are doubling every decade since the 1960s. This, according to an article in the magazine Science. These zones are typically created when excess nutrients flood into the world's coastal waters as pollution from agricultural runoff, sewage, or the burning of fossil fuels. This creates destructive algae blooms, and the breakdown of these blooms by bacteria creates even more destruction, since the bacteria use up oxygen in the water. The subsequent lack of oxygen makes most life unsustainable, often on a recurring seasonal basis. At least 400 of these zones have been discovered worldwide, with many of them dotting the east and Gulf coasts of the United States. Now, a disturbing new concern is arising. Since 2002, a dead zone the size of New Jersey has been observed close off the coasts of Oregon and Washington. Scientists believe that this zone is not being caused by excess pollution, but by another man-made problem, the changing wind and ocean conditions brought about by global warming. Since these conditions are long-term, some fear that this dead zone will be irreversible. To learn more about the proliferation of oceanic dead zones, you can go to the website thisisnotadrillradio.com. This is Judy Lubow for Planet Warning.